She was one of the four so-called Jersey girls. Kristen Breitwiser's activism led to the formal inquiry into the attacks. She's now a single mom living in New York.
How do you plan to mark the anniversary?
I'll probably just take a very quiet walk on the beach or in the woods with my daughter and our dogs.
Her daughter is 12.
Every time I hear her laugh, I'll often tell her, you sound like your dad.
Breitwiser didn't remarry, but no longer wants to be defined as a 9/11 widow.
And although I wish more than anything that he was here to see her and see how magnificent she's turned out, I can't have the terrorists get two additional lives from 9/11, my daughter's and mine. We have to go on living our lives. Life moves forward.
Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News. Kristen Breitwiser was a stay-at-home mom on 9/11.
When my husband was killed, I realized that there were a lot of things that I remained very naive about and that I should have opened my mouth more and gotten more involved.
Breitwiser became one of the four Jersey girls who campaigned for the 9/11 Commission and then became one of its fiercest critics.
We haven't done as much as we could do to make the nation safer 10 years later.
Breitwiser has moved to New York and is out of the spotlight, but blogs on issues of national importance and is raising a 12-year-old daughter alone.
I'm very happy to say that my daughter did not lose her sparkle or her smile or her infectious little giggle and laugh.
A laugh, Breitwiser says, is just like her father's. Marla Diamond, WCBS 880 News.